This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Babs again. Called to ask a question during your show today, but was told by your producer that it was a rerun and you weren't there. Later on in the show, someone else called in and you took the call. If you don't want to talk to me, just say so.
That's it. I don't want to talk to you. This is funny. You go, we've heard it many times. You still laugh. Thank you, Brent, for pinning that Rockford bit. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Your Local Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Joining me in the second segment, Senior Vice President of Caruso Affiliates, Matt Middlebrook. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Miramar Hotel. Fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. Although the first segment, we're going to do some serious year to date stats, condos as well, single family homes, but we're going to throw some condos in the mix and talk about active and pending median price over the last few years. So that's some fascinating information. Couple of housekeeping. Again, this is the Santa Barbara Botanic Garden, the ninth annual Orchid Show reception and fundraiser, Saturday, March 17th, 2012, at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. Silent auction items, food and wine and beer are included. I think a full bar is non-host, but dancing, $75 a ticket. Call the Botanic Garden, 682-4726, extension 102. Also, Trudy Carey and what's the dry cleaners? Ablett's are jumping in again. Last time it was coats, now it's shoes. They have a shoe drive. It's going to be a really big shoe. And so you can go to Patterson Self Storage at over there on Patterson Avenue. It's kind of right on the corner of Kyrie Al and Patterson. There's Twin Cups is what she's got, her little frozen yogurt coffee bar there right on Kyrie Al. Or you can hit Ablett's and you drop it off and you actually get a $5 gift certificate to the yogurt shop. So any gently new or gently worn shoes, you get a cup of coffee. Finally, the bee update. Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association came out to my house and relocated the beehive that was under my shed. Could have been 50,000, 60,000 bees. It's unbelievable. And I lived with them for a long time, walking right next to it, to opening the door of my shed. They never bothered me. And I just didn't have the heart to exterminate them. So if you have a beehive, get a hold of the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, and hopefully they can relocate it or remove it, depending on where it is. Mine was buried under a shed. It would have to tear it all apart. So they relocated, which is kind of a process we've talked about. It was a lot of fun. And so call the Santa Barbara Beekeeper Association. They're online, sbba.org, or you can call them at 699-6229, Santa Barbara Beekeeper Association. Okay, so here it is. Year to date, wow, God, I met a buyer and we're going to actually look at a property right after the program today. And we met at an open house and he goes, God, this reminds me of 1997. And I don't have a good memory of that. I can't throw out a year and just tell you what happened and what the weather was or what the market was or what I was doing. I just don't have a good memory for that stuff, but he remembered 1997. He remembered coming out of the 90s, the doldrum, and people started buying. And what we have had, and if you've been listening every week on the weekly multiple listing sales update, the fourth segment, we're now in the 10th week of the year 2012, for the week ending March 9th. We'll do that in the fourth segment. But we got year-to-date. Number of single family sales. And as I say, if you've been listening, you've been hearing me say, gosh, there's a lot of listings going into escrow, a lot of activity. It's just, you know, people are making the decision. They're getting off the schneid. They're buying like there's no tomorrow. Of course, one skeptic client friend of mine said, yeah, they're buying like there's no tomorrow because they're like, they don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, but in the same breath, he said, well, you know, of course, I want to buy something too. He's willing to jump in. But whether or not he's going to buy and willing to pay, I don't know. He lost a bet with me about what a particular property would sell for above or below a certain number. So I think there's a lot of people out there, whatever your philosophy is, fine. Whatever you think is going to happen, fine. But there's a lot of people who've made the decision to buy. And I will tell you that year-to-date, single-family homes, we've had more people making decisions buying than we've almost had since 2005. Only three fewer in the first 10 weeks of the year. We've had 159 single-family homes close escrow. I didn't even look at the pendings because the pending number has been the one that's been even really high. So the closings is a little bit of leftover from December. But the pendings is like, you know, this week we had 27. Last week we had 31 opened escrows. So clearly you're not going to close all of those. You're not going to go 10 weeks and have 270 sales. But 159 single-family sales for the first 10 weeks of the year from Carp to Goleta, single-family residents only, and just through the multiple listing service, 159. The last 4 years, 112, 116, 97, 108. So 159 is a big jump. You have to go back to 2007 to see 158. 2006, 147. 2005, 162. Those are numbers for the first 10 weeks of the year, single-family sales in MLS. So big numbers. Now, what's the price? What are people buying? Well, got the lowest median price. Lowest median price, $775,000. That's even lower than the entire year of 2011, which was just, for a round number, $795,000. So the median price for this first 10 weeks of the year, $775,000. Oh, actually, interestingly enough, if you go back to 2010, it was $775,000. So condo sales, 42 year-to-date, first 10 weeks of the year. We actually did that in 2010. Last year was 35, 24, 32 going back to 08. But in 07 and 06, you had 67 and 57 condo sales. So the condo sales jump up a little, but not as significant as a single family. Take a look at Montecito, the first 10 weeks of the year. 23 sales. Last year, 14. Prior to that, 11. Prior to that, 14. So a big jump for the last 4 years. Montecito out of the chute as well, 23 sales. You go back to 08, it was 25 sales, first 10 weeks of the year. 07, 28 sales. 06, 33 sales. So 23, still not ringing, a huge number, but a big jump from the last 3 years. Median price also down a bit from last year. $2.5 million was last year's Montecito first 10 weeks of the year. $2.1 in 2010. $2.9 in 2009. But so it's $1,825,000 for the first 10 weeks of the year, 2012. But when you have 23 listings, you know, the one right in the middle is $1,824,000. The next one up could be $2.2 million or $2.3 million. So when you're looking at so few numbers, it's kind of tough to get too focused on that. And we can squeeze in. I think we have time. So that's the first 10 weeks of the year. And I got to tell you, people are buying. People are buying. I'm not really searching out this information, but I went to a listing in Samarkand last week, $1,395,000. I think at least five offers over asking. It was a beautiful vintage house, and it wasn't like underpriced. Clearly, another example was a house in the Foothill School District, underpriced, $614,000. I mean, ridiculously underpriced. Nine offers. I was one of them. It's going to go for way over asking. But that's, you know, the one in Samarkand wasn't ridiculously underpriced. $1,395,000. People with $1,395,000, they want to buy it. Five people wanted to buy it, over asking. Third example, up on the Riviera, a beater fixer of a house, but vintage Santa Barbara, 1920s Spanish, on a double-sized parcel, level land, views, great views, Riviera, wires in your view, on a busy street, $995,000. I guess it was a little underpriced, nine offers in escrow, well over asking. So People are making a decision to buy. That's a statement you can't argue with. What's going to happen in the future? You figure that out and call me. Finally, active and pending. Let's take a look at the 10th week of the year. This is just a snapshot, this moment in time. It's not year to date. It's just the 10th week of the year of 2012. We have a group of listings, what's active, and I'm including what's also in escrow. So the whole thing, active and pendings. The median price for those listings, it's on the market, is $1,250,000. There's 632 listings on the market total, including those in escrow, and the median price for that number, $1,250,000. Last year it was $1,300,000, and progressively higher going back, $1,570,000, $1,645,000, although back in 08 it was $1,005,000. So that reflects, the inventory reflects what's selling, you know, the lower price homes are selling. And that's the news across the nation. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the Senior Vice President from Caruso Affiliates, Matt Middlebrook, and we're going to get some input on the Santa Barbara County Supervisor's recent decision and future of the Miramar Hotel. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.